It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us on KCII right now Logan McFarland. He's a recently graduated senior from Highland High School over in Riverside. He's been a member of the Huskies baseball team for a couple seasons now, and he's having a terrific start to his final season at Highland. He's the team leader with 7 total hits, a .318 batting average, and 8 runs scored, and has also contributed in a big way as a base runner with 11 steals, which is a team high and near the top of his conference, and has contributed as a pitcher as well. Logan, congrats, first and foremost, on a great start to the season. For you personally, as a hitter and a base runner, what do you feel like has been working for you through these first couple of games?
Honestly, just utilizing my speed on the base pass. I feel like I'm quick, so I'm able to bunt the ball and get it down a line and just beat out the throw to make it to first. And then also just utilizing that speed on the base pads and being a decent base runner, getting some good jumps and being able to slide in and get the steals when I need them. And yeah, I mean, that's basically it.
Obviously, it helps to have the natural speed, whether it's being kind of, like you said, a hitter that just does what he can to beat the ball out when it's in play and being a very good base runner. But has there also been a little bit of work to make sure that you get better consistently at running the bases?
Yeah, I would definitely say that I have put some work in. I mean, I had a great team my freshman year to – watch and see what they did on the base paths, and I kind of just try to mimic what the good things that they did were and do the best that I can.
Your success has coincided with your team having a really nice start to the season. You guys have won 6 in a row since you had dropped the first 2 of the year. You've won your first 3 in conference play. What do you feel like has been the biggest strength of the team so far?
I would say our pitching. Our pitching has been very good. And I'd like to just give a hand to our main pitchers, Colton, Bryce, and Landon, because they do their job on the mound so we can do our jobs in the fields, just making them, the other teams, hit the ball to us. And then we get to go on the bats and just have fun out there, really.
We're talking with Highland's Logan McFarland. Our latest athlete of the week has not only been a big part of it for Highland at the plate, the senior outfielder, team highs in batting average, hits and runs scored, and steals. You've been a part of that pitching a little bit as a reliever behind those guys, like Bryce and Colton. 9 innings of work for you and only 1 run allowed, including 2 wins as a pitcher this season. From a pitching perspective, what have you thought maybe has been best for you so far on the mound?
The thing that's worked for me the best and something that I always try to do is just throwing it across the plate and making the other team hit the ball, and I trust my fielders behind me to make the plays that I give them, and I don't really ever go for strikeouts because I would rather my team make the plays than me focusing on strikeouts and end up walking people.
Well, nonetheless, that approach has worked out pretty well, not only with 6 strikeouts, but only 1 walk allowed in 9 innings. Do you have a significant amount of pitches that you use, or is it really about 1 or 2, and have you been focusing on any pitch in particular lately?
It's really just fastballs, for a 4-seam and a 2-seam, and a curveball. That's all I throw, and it seems to be working really well. The curveball is really only there to get a guy to strike out whenever you get the 2 strikes on him. But other than that, it's generally just straight fastballs.
Got a little Mariano Rivera developing here in terms of pitch mix. It's worked out really well for you, though, Logan, as we talk with Highland's Logan McFarland, our latest athlete of the week. Success on the baseball diamond for him and for his team. You've played with a couple of these guys for a number of years now. Riker Miller, William Dunbar, Landon Bell are all part of the senior class with you, Sage Hartley Norman. But a lot of this lineup are guys that started for the first time last year. Landon Rowland, Garrett Beeson, your catcher, Caleb Wheeler, some other guys. How much did it help, not only going through last year, but a lot of the success you guys ended up having in the middle and second half of last season?
I would say it helped a lot. Everyone kind of just got their confidence because it is a big adjustment playing as freshmen or even eighth graders that got pulled up from middle school. So I feel like everyone kind of got their confidence and they started playing the baseball that they know, because everyone on our team definitely has the talent to be very good baseball players, and it's really just realizing that aspect. And yeah, I'm really proud of everyone because they just found their confidence, and we're all just having fun out there, and we're having fun winning too.
It's definitely been a really good season, but there is a lot of it left. So the last thing I would ask is, where have you kind of set the goals for yourself and for the team the rest of the way?
Well, the ultimate goal is obviously to win it all, but I would like to start it off by just winning the conference. I mean, I feel like Hillcrest is going to be a tough game this year. It's generally always us up there with Hillcrest. Winfield was a pretty tough game, but the first goal is to win the conference, and then we'll take it from there step by step.
Well, I imagine we're going to be talking plenty about you guys in the race for a conference title this season. It's been a lot of fun to watch you and your team so far. Logan, congrats on a great start and on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
That is Logan McFarland, the early leader for Highland Huskies baseball in hits, runs, and batting average. He's also given them some great work as a pitcher. 9 innings, only 1 run allowed. He's been a big, big piece and one of the senior leaders to a team that has ripped off 6 wins in a row and is off to an undefeated start to conference play on the diamond this summer. Congrats to Logan McFarland of Highland Baseball, our latest Athlete of the Week.